grandfather's clock goes tick tock. That clock's got rhythm with a beat that swings. Dig that clock, swing it, clock.
Hello, I'm Chris, and you're listening to That Gosh Darn Hippie Show with DJ Hippie.
So, we're back from our break, and Pixel and Delephant is talking about what happened to Pixel's home. It's kind of a lot, so if you want to skip your segment for this week.
No, it's fine. I think I want to talk about it. Hi, I'm Pixel, and welcome to my arcade, where you can find only the raddest bits of trivia, no tokens needed. Today's game is a special one. It's the game that I came from, Star Shell. Star Shell was a beat-em-up released in June of 1989 for arcades. You play as Mike, a citizen of the beautiful city of Twilight Cove. One day, Mike finds a fragment of the legendary magical Star Shell. The local gang, the Barracudas, attacks him and tries to steal it. It's now up to Mike, with some help from his friend Nicole, to find the other pieces of the Star Shell before the Barracudas do. I was a non-player character who ran the power-up shop. I'd sold stuff like strength upgrades and the occasional special move, you know? I couldn't really see much of the city since I was kinda stuck at my store, but from time to time, I could hear the waves in the distance and see the lights of the boardwalk. Mike would tell me about what was going on outside, not just in town, but in the real world. One day, I decided to see what was beyond my little shop. I gathered up all the code I could and popped out here. Just for a visit.
But how did Mike know what was going on in the real world?
Ah, that's where I come in. You see, the Star Shell cabinets had microphones in them so players could record things like custom victory phrases, their own lyrics to the in-game tracks, etc., which would be saved in the system.
That sounds pretty advanced for an 80s arcade game.
It was our pride and joy, but other people didn't see it the same way. You see, the microphone would often activate and start recording at unexpected moments, sometimes even when nobody was playing. Strange enough on its own, but even stranger was what happened next. The game would pick up random tidbits of information from the real world and start learning from them, and the code altered itself in new and unusual ways. Eventually, the characters and even the overarching program became, well, intelligent, sapient. The game you could speak to started speaking back. People running the arcades noticed the changes, but couldn't make sense of it, so they called our company for help. We were all just as surprised as they were, so we asked them to send in the cabinets and we would take a look at them. As the machines came in, we compiled all instances of altered code onto our computer systems, trying our darndest to analyze what had been happening, all the while unaware that one of the groups that had noticed the changes was the military.
Holy mother of pearl.
I know! We're in the middle of all this turmoil, and suddenly the Army and the National Guard shows up on our doorstep. They saw our walls lined with Star Shell cabinets from all over the world, our computers loaded with data from a video game that had been listening in on countless conversations, and then came the words that would change our lives forever. What do you have here, an intelligence-gathering scheme? We tried to explain our side of the events, but they weren't having it. They ordered that all copies of the game be recalled and destroyed, and that we wipe all code and data related to Star Shell from our computers. Up until now, I thought the entire world we had created was gone, but now I see that it lives on, for a pixel. I'm really glad I had the chance to meet you.
I'm glad I met you, too. I still miss them so much, but like you just said, they'll live on. Not just through me, but through our memories.
Exactly. Like Terry Pratchett once said, a man is never dead as long as his name is spoken.
You're a Pratchett fan too?
Scoops, this really isn't the time.
Del, do you have any trivia to share?
Well, when you get to stage 5, there's a boss called Quadruple Cockatrice, a robotic dragon-slash-rooster hybrid with 4 heads. The name and partial dragon-like appearance are a nod to another beat-em-up game, Double Dragon.
I remember hearing Mike talk about that. I never got to see that boss in action, but I bet it wouldn't even stand a chance against me.
I don't know. It sounds kinda scary. 3 or 5 heads would be okay, but 4?
I could take on 100 heads if needed. Anyway, this has been Pixel of Pixels Arcade, wishing you the best of luck in your gaming adventures. Have fun, and remember to play fair. You know, if I had known one of the people who made me missed me that much, I would have gone looking for you way earlier.
Well, to everything there is a season. But Look at us! There's so much to catch up on! How have the years been treating you?
Well, I met up with another off-worlder and took him in as my little brother. His name's Anthony. He came from an old horror movie, a liminal space mystery.
Can't wait to meet that little scamp.
Hey, Anthony may be a little weird and have some strange interests, but he's a good kid. He's my angel.
I wasn't being sarcastic. I really want to meet this kid, if you and him are family now.
You do?
Yeah, I do. And if you've got any other family, I want to meet them, too.
Oh, it's really just Anthony.
I see.
Well, it's getting late. We should probably get dinner. I gave you my phone number while we were on break, right? We should keep in touch.
Wait, Pixel, before you go, I'm having some relatives over for Thanksgiving, and well, I wanted to know if you and Anthony would like to join us?
Oh, well, if it's just you and your family, I don't want to intrude.
The thing is, though, I kind of...
Huh?
Oh, for heaven's sake. Pixel, he's trying to say you're family to him.
Oh, why didn't you just say so? I can't believe how this day turned out.
I'll say. A moment you're reattaching your bedroom window with duct tape, the next moment you're
Dude, you've gotta work on expressing your emotions.
Father!
We can take baby steps with this.
All right.
Well, I think this is a good note to end our show on. We got one last song coming up for you lovely listeners out there, and it's... actually Del? Do you have any favorite songs about thankfulness?
I've always been a fan of ABBA's Thank You for the Music.
Alright then, we've got ABBA with Thank You for the Music coming up. Special thanks to Bree Norton, Stephen Grimes, Jared Harrell, Kale Carroza, Caleb Lindsay, Rania Murdoch, Francis Bird, Sam Gabriel, and Charlie Marlowe. Have a groovy weekend, this is DJ Hippie, signing out.
I'm nothing special, in fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song? Where there's what are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. Mother says I was a dancer before I could walk. She says I began to sing long before.
Sing it out to everybody.
This has been That Gosh Darn Hippie Show's Thanksgiving Special, copyright 2020 by Kiki Willows. With Francis Bird as Oracle, Bree Norton as Pixel, Stephen Grimes as Scoops, Jared Harrell as Chronicle, Ranya Murdoch as Hesta Tow Truck Driver, and Sam Gabriel as Dell. Also helping me with the writing this week was Bree Norton and Stephen Grimes, and editing this week was done by guest editor Sam Gabriel. I'm very thankful for everyone who helped to make this episode a reality, and we're all thankful for you guys for listening to us. Have a groovy Thanksgiving. This is Kiki Willows, voice of DJ Hippie, signing out until the next episode.